Plenty of news from Saints camp. The New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap is coming up next. Hi again, everybody, and greetings from the Saints indoor facility where the team practiced earlier today. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap presented by Acme Oyster House. John, we knew that today would be a busy day. It's the first day of cuts in the NFL, but it sure seemed like there was a lot more news coming here out of Saints headquarters.
Well, when you're bringing guys in and guys are departing, then obviously it's going to be a busy day. We know that offensive lineman Khalif Barnes, defensive end Chris McCain, joined the team yesterday, so those guys both got workouts today. Paul Kruger, a linebacker, got an opportunity to work out with the Saints today. He was a guy they missed out on in free agency a few years ago, so got a second look at him, might have a better chance of getting him in the door this time. So, yeah, busy, busy, busy day.
Kruger was released by the Browns earlier this week. That's the team, John, that beat out the Saints when he was a free agent coming out of the Baltimore program. As far as the two other guys that have been signed and were on the practice field today, they got a good jump on things for sure, leading up to Thursday night's preseason game.
I just see this opportunity just to showcase my talents and what I can do on defense and in special teams. I just feel right now I'm blessed, you know, my prayers have been answered, and just looking forward for the new opportunity.
Tremendous. Obviously, this is a storied franchise. The things that Drew and Coach Payton have been able to do here in the last few years has been really exciting to watch, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be a part of it and to be a part of a great organization, and I can't say enough about the opportunity.
All right, John, let's talk about some other things that we saw on the field today, namely personnel. Yesterday you mentioned that Daniel Lasco was back on the practice field. Did anybody else rejoin him today?
Yeah, Marcus Murphy came back. Both of the running backs came back from their injuries in the Pittsburgh game. Now, both of them were wearing yellow jerseys. Daniel Lasco told me that those signified basically that both of those guys suffered head injuries, concussions, and hands were to be kept off of them, much like the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks get to wear the red jerseys. They had on the yellow jerseys today.
All right, one other thing, a guy missing, of course, Damon Swan. Head coach Sean Payton explained why he was missing today as well.
Yeah, he's in Philadelphia to see a specialist, someone who deals with core muscle injuries. Apparently, Damien probably having some difficulties there, so he's in Philadelphia to see a specialist, and we don't know exactly what the result of that is, but, you know, the longer he's out, obviously, the better opportunity it gives for another cornerback or defensive back to make this team.
No doubt. Speaking of making the team, big audition still to come on Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens. Forget what you know about the fourth and final preseason game. Things are going to be a little bit different, aren't they, JD?
Yeah, a whole lot different than we're accustomed to seeing. We hadn't seen the first unit for the Saints, especially Drew Brees, play in the final preseason game, I think, since 2006. But that first unit, offensive and defensive, is probably going to go the entire first quarter against Baltimore. Now, Coach Payton, obviously, a little bit displeased with what he's seen so far, and he wants to get a little bit of more continuity and probably get a little bit more production and more positivity going into the regular season. So that first string line, offense, defense, both of those units are going to be in there, and especially watch out for the offensive line. Andrews Pete moving back to left guard. Right guard is going to be Tim Lolito, maybe Senio Kelemete. He's a guy who did not participate in the portion of practice that we were able to see today, so he might not be available for Thursday's game, but Tim Lolito going to get a ton of snaps at right guard, and Andrews Pete going to get a lot of snaps at left guard.
All right, here is Drew Brees talking about his participation on Thursday night.
I know the mindset this whole week has been that we're playing. We had a lot to work on, obviously, coming off of last week, and it's just part of the process. You know, I mean, we've just got things that we're really trying to fine-tune, some things that are still in the works, to be honest with you, to be expected, you know, in week four of preseason. I mean, we're still in preseason. We're still trimming down the roster. Guys are still fighting for positions. There's still a lot of work to be done. So whatever the playing time ends up being, we're all anticipating that we're playing.
All right, this short week leading up to Thursday night's kickoff of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is really, really clipping along here. John, what else should we know about the rest of the schedule here before we wrap up basically the entire preseason?
Well, we know the team's going to have at least a walkthrough tomorrow on Wednesday. They usually do that. No media access for the team, so they'll get it together behind closed doors. Not exactly sure how much game planning per se there's going to be for Baltimore. I think the Saints are just going to be working on the Saints and maybe a little bit of Oakland sprinkled in there, but certainly working on their own stuff, trying to hone it down a little bit, trying to get it a little bit more crisp, because again, they want to leave this preseason with a good taste in their mouth.
The Ravens arrive in New Orleans tomorrow. The game is at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. John and I will preview for you on NewOrleansSaints.com and your Saints mobile app. That'll do it for us here on this Tuesday. A busy one at that. Stay tuned to NewOrleansSaints.com for, of course, the first round of cuts and all the news that John and I touched upon here today. See you next time.